Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
I just want to thank everyone who has been with me, who has supported me, and who have been friends with me, this ministry, and the Most High. You know, if this was my last show, how could I possibly top all the other shows I've done over this time? I guess with a bang, right, folks? And so I'm just gonna, you know, leave it all out there. It's time to take the battle to them. You know, they've been hitting me all day long. Started having a heart attack this morning. It's been going all day long, hasn't stopped. Not feeling so well right now. And so, you know, I'm just going to go on with what I planned to talk about tonight because I don't care about the little death circles, little chant circles everywhere. Satan has his appointed times, and even when he has his appointed times, he fails. You know, you have to ask yourself, why does he even need people? Because he needs them to manifest his will on earth. Through them, they pave the way for him to come to power through politics, religion, entertainment. He infiltrates his will through every society and nation on earth. And folks, the Father does the same thing. He manifests his will on earth through his people. And through them, he's able to answer other people's prayers. Through them, he accomplishes his will on earth. People think he just flips on switches and waves his hands and things are done. He works through what he has. And he works through what he has. And he won't enforce his will on anyone. You know, he doesn't impose. Man is made with free will. He can't make me do anything. He can't make you do anything. We do things for him because we love him. And when you become the kind of person, kind of servant and friend to him, then you can become useful, for he can use you. You become his friend. You become his servant, his warrior. You become reliable. He knows he can use you. You can hear him. You'll do what he says. You know, when I asked him 12 years ago to teach me how to tear down the strongholds of Satan and the New World Order, I had no idea where it was going to lead. I didn't think I'd be on the radio this long. I mean, the first year, the attacks were on. They've been trying to shut me up since before I even started the radio show. Since even before I started the Oregon War, they've been trying to shut me up since I was born. And it went off and on throughout my entire life. And then when I started to learn how to decipher Bible codes is when the war was on. Before it was battles. And then when I started to learn Bible codes, it was the war. And then I started the Oregon War. And then I started the radio show. I need an upgrade, folks. I need a studio. You know, I'm crammed in here. It's a mess. I have no room to put anything, space. I'm just tired of living like this. I need an upgrade. If we're going to be sticking around on this planet, I need a studio to work out of. I would love to do studio reports online. You know, actual TV video, YouTube TV, whatever it's called. I would do it, but I don't have the staff. I don't have the technological know-how. I don't have the studio. I don't have anything I need. And it seems so far-fetched because half the time we can't even get all the bills paid every month. We play catch-up the next month. They beat us down. They keep you down. You know, the only ones who get to stand up and be heard are Satanists. The only ones you see on TV are Satanists. The only ones who get on radio shows like Coast to Coast and Alex Jones are Satanists. People who have sold out. people say, oh, that's not true. Steve Quayle's on there all the time. Well, consider the source, folks. Just because someone says they're a Christian doesn't mean they are. That's always been the bride's biggest downfall. And why they're so beat up and can't figure it out, because they're so eager to believe anybody and so forgiving. They never test anyone's roots. They never go to the Father. I don't know how it is that people can go to church for 30 years and have absolutely no relationship with the Father. You know what he tells me? They don't ask me. If they've asked him anything, it's usually no. They don't seek him. And the churches don't teach you how to build a relationship with him. That's, you know, they teach you to read the Bible, attend church, and tithe. They don't teach you how to have a real relationship with him. How many of you can sit and talk to him all day with a direct link to him because you put it there, you built one there? Probably not many. Because I hear it all the time from people. How do I learn to hear from God? How do I speak to him? He speaks to our heart, folks. He doesn't speak to your heads. That's technology. That's Lucifer. That's demons. That's outside noise, outside interference. If you hear voices in your head, that's not anything good. It's not Father. You know, we've been exposing a lot on my labs. And, you know, I stumbled on a channel. Somebody posted a link. And there's this hybrid that posts daily reports on my lab bases and child trafficking. And so I've jumped on that because I want to take those out. You know, I've been working on my labs for 12 years. Well, before that it was, well, during that time, actually, it's been alien bases, because there's so many hidden alien bases around this country. Some of them our government doesn't even know about. Or they knew they're there, but they had no knowledge about them, what's going on. And, you know, they use them to round humans up. That's why they wanted the open borders policy. I've talked about it on the show before, how they like the open borders policy because they can make these people disappear. They're undocumented. There's no paper trails. A bunch of poor Mexicans want to gripe about someone just took their kids. Who are they going to gripe to? They have no money to hire lawyers. They have no voice to make a difference. The media is complicit with the government and keeping things quiet and covered up. And so for years, they've gotten away with abducting thousands and thousands of undocumented Mexicans crossing the border. And the aliens have used them to feast off of and for food and for crossbreeding experiments. And our government's been doing the same thing. They use them in child sacrificing. They take them to 41 locations around the country where they rape and murder them to honor Lucifer. And this goes on daily. And so I've been seeking the Father on more effective ways to take out these bases. You know, guys, someone asked me earlier today, how close are you to getting on the road? Being able to start taking out some of these bases, and I'm not close at all. You know, I'm not close at all. I don't have supplies. I don't have anything made. That stuff takes thousands of dollars. When I went to New York City, we spent $10,000 on supplies just for the stuff we pounded. What's New York, a 12-mile island? Manhattan, 12 miles at the most. It can take thousands to get on the road. I need financial support, folks. People want stuff to get done, but... Well, they want to keep giving Benny Hinn more fancy houses. Joel Osteen, keep buying those books. Buy him some more fancy cars. Some more gold jewelry he doesn't need. You know, it gets so frustrating. All these wolves don't even love the father and don't do a thing for him. Stand themselves up to fleece the people instead of feeding the people. And people let them feed right out of their hands. Meanwhile, those the ones the father does stand up are twiddling their thumbs waiting to get busy. They can't do a whole lot. Their hands are tied. I need some big people to stand up and support this ministry with some big donations. Otherwise, I just sit here and get creative. You know, I was asking the father about striking all these Mylabs down with earthquakes. And he told me that's the way a lot of them are going to be destroyed. I don't know how soon, but you're gonna start hearing rumblings, because what's gonna happen is the earthquakes are gonna be trembling underneath the ground. Some of these Mylabs are 17, 30 levels below Earth. They can see the levels are miles. I know near Indianapolis, there's a base that's about 30 miles below the surface. It's an alien base. They have about 1,000 UFOs in this one open area of the base. It's where they sit. It's like a parking garage. I don't know if they're flying them or just... I would love to just go in there and confiscate all of them. Could you imagine me and a few of my closest friends all getting our hands on a UFO? We could have some fun. Some of them are really deep and they're really hard to get to with the Oregon air. You get the air, you get the water. When that doesn't work, you pray for the earthquakes. Because the earthquakes unsettle the ground and they can knock loose, this is what the father was showing me, they can knock loose pockets of methane that are in the earth. And when they knock these pockets of methane loose, they're going to look for empty spaces to fill up. The earthquakes can rupture these Mylabs. The methane gas can get in, fill up these bases, and then they just explode. And I think that's what happened to the one on the East Coast last year. Last year there was huge rumblings and booms and people were reporting an earthquake on the East Coast, and it was actually one of those underground bases that blew up. That's how you do it, folks. It's got to be teamwork. Father's got to give us these earthquakes. We all got to be pestering him for him. Everybody just pester him for earthquakes. Some methane gas and explosions be a good way they go up. All I know is we can't sit back and do nothing. If you do nothing, you're complicit. There's so much going on around. There's so much evil. It's like you just take one battlefront to the next. Another thing is that the first thing we can do is just expose all this stuff. I want to find out the locations of all of these Mylabs instead of just the cities they're in. I know the locations of the ones in New York City. St. Patrick's Cathedral up in Midtown Manhattan. That place is just hell on earth, literally. Archbishop of New York City is the reigning Satanist in the country. And so there's constantly sacrifices going on in the basement of that cathedral. Also on Wall Street, there's some kind of office building or bank, and I'm not sure which one it is, what it is, but I know where the building is. It's got bars on the first three floors of windows. And they sacrifice adults and children in the basement of that thing during the day. They do it during the day. Same with St. Pat's, they do it Friday night, Saturday night. They have black masses. The UN building. You know what's interesting? If you take a taxi in New York and you ask them to take you to the UN building, they don't take you to that one you see on TV. The big tall white building on the banks of the river with all the flags around it. The taxi drivers will look at you and say, that's not the real UN. And they'll show you the real UN. It's across the street. And it's not a ski building, you'd never know. That's not the real UN. I was floored when they said that. That's for sure. I'll bet it's because they can't get deep level bases built right there on the river back in the day or something, because you know there's a lot of levels underneath the UN. And I've also talked before about how there is a subway passageway, a submarine I should say, underneath Manhattan. It's carved through it or under it, but it goes straight under the UN, and they can use submarines to get underneath it and access it that way. So who would do that? Well, a lot of these alien races are amphibian. There's a lot of underwater alien races. And they have alien bases underwater. And so they use submarines to travel through. You can use submarines. And so they get around through the waterways. That's why I spent a lot of time overgrowing the Hudson River. If anything, at least fry the submarines as they come through there, right? They're going out to the Atlantic. There's one in Dallas, Houston, Crawfordsville, Texas, where the Bushes live. Montana. Omaha. I haven't heard him mention that one. But underneath Warren Buffett's estate, there's an alien base underneath there, and they develop poisons and viruses and stuff to hurt humankind underneath Warren Buffett's estate. There's also one underneath the estate, the Bush estate in Maine. Same thing. It's how these people are so rich. It's how they make their money, because they have these aliens working in their bases underneath these estates, and they develop pharmaceuticals, drugs, vaccines. And then the Bushes make money, and Warren Buffett makes money. They sell it to the pharmaceutical industries, and then they use it to find ways to poison the populations and harm them and kill them. They put it in the vaccines. They find ways to put it as chemicals in our food, our water, our air. That's how they make their money. They want you to think they make it off the stock market and, well, how smart they are and blah, blah, blah. No, they make it off selling death and destruction. And then they know how to fund defense companies and then go to war, and then the defense companies make all the money. It's just a game, folks. It's just a game. You want to be senator? You pay $100,000 to $200,000 to become senator. And you get kickbacks back. It's all money and kickbacks and payments and There's nothing legitimate. There's nothing honest about how government is run. You just have to know how the game is played. You have to be a player. I learn stuff about their game all the time. I obviously have never been in it. Most of us are lucky to get jobs. It's like, how do they know who they all are? You know, how is it that Satan's people always get the high, the best jobs, and everybody else is lucky to be taxi drivers? It's a game. It's a method. It's how they do things. You know, when they look at people's resumes, they look at the organizations and groups that they belong to. That's what's important to them. They don't care how much education you have, how much experience you have. They look at who you are and who you're involved with. And it's the same thing the Father said, by their fruits you know them. By their fruits. And in places like Washington and New York, they don't care that you're a nice, good, ethical, moral person. They don't want that. Because that's a frat pack. They're all a bunch of vipers and snakes who went to frats and colleges and never outgrew it. That's how they act in the professional world. That's how the White House acts. Frat pack. It's not a brotherhood. It's a boyhood. It's immaturehood. It's how they act. But that's how they find each other, because they know what to put on resumes. They know what groups to belong to. They know how to associate and link up with each other. See, this is stuff we don't even know because we're just out of the loop. We don't think like that. We don't think like them. Don't you the like-minded always find the like-minded? Birds of a feather flock together. You can always know who a person is by who and what they're involved in. I've never been a part of groups. You know, Father always said he didn't want me a part of anything. He wanted me by myself to him. He didn't want me a part of groups or associations. He wanted me set aside just for him. Anyway, folks, cargo meat supply, we need to expose that. And if we can't do a whole lot on our feet, we can make a lot of noise with our mouth. And the cargo meat supply, I talked about them last week on my show, based out of Minneapolis. That is the main meat center used in this country for restaurants, for grocery store chains. They sell their meat globally to South and Central America, around the world. And that is how they grind up the human flesh of all the humans they sacrifice. That's how they hide them. They grind them up and put them in our meat supply. And so people are unknowingly eating hamburgers with ground up human flesh in them. Makes you sick, huh? When it started coming out in the 80s and 90s about gray goo, this gray goo mass that was found in McDonald's hamburgers, they were calling it gray goo. And then it went from gray goo to pink slime. This is human flesh they're mixing in to our food supply, folks. There should be such an outcry. People should be picketing Cargill meat processing plants. And they're everywhere. The corporate headquarters is in Minneapolis, but they've got a meat processing plant in San Diego. They got two in Texas. Yeah, think twice what they're grinding up with that cow meat, if any at all. And I posted a link about how 13 states, they're even feeding this crap to kids at school. It's in their school lunches. and it was all of the 13 western states, including Denver, including Colorado, and Texas. They're putting human meat in school lunches. Arizona, New Mexico, California. I mean, I was warned years ago not to ever eat meat in California. Not to ever eat the meat out there. None of it's real. It's all tainted and contaminated with human flesh and whatever else. And now it's spreading across other parts of the country, 13 states. You can check out that link on my Facebook page, Sherry Schreiner on Facebook. People on the East Coast don't think it's here, I think again. But I was looking at the branding and the labels used by Cargill, and it's in all of our grocery stores. Costco's, Walmart's, IGA's. Angus beef, anyone? Yeah. They've got it in all of our meat supply, folks. I like how people say, well, I don't eat meat, I'm a vegetarian. Well, you know, I know those intentions are good, but they put so many chemicals on the vegetables, you're not getting any kind of nutrition in vegetables either. Unless you're growing your own in a greenhouse with your own water and sun. Because there's no nutritional value in vegetables either. And if you have digestive problems, which about 80% of Americans do, because they walk around and they're swelled up and they're bloated. Most people suffering from some kind of indigestion problems. Raw vegetables is the worst thing you can eat. You can't win. They've got us cornered on all sides. Bread? Yeah, processed and white flours will destroy you. Chemicals that are in them. And so they tell you to eat wheat bread. Wheat bread is worse than the white processed flours. You can't win on bread. You can't eat bread at all. There's no better bread. And that's a hard one because we all eat bread. We all like our breads. And dairy? Milk will kill you. Not just because it's bad. Because when they force the farmers pasteurize their milk, you know what they make them do? They collect the milk from the cows and then they boil it to boil all the bad things out of it. But then they have to boil it again a second time to kill all the nutritional value out of it. So by the time you get it, it's completely valueless milk. There's no nutritional value in it whatsoever. And if you're a farmer and you've tried to sell non-pasteurized milk, the government will shut you down. Because the farmers know. Pasturing just kills the milk. But the government will shut them down. Act like they're harming the public by not killing the milk. Dairy and breads are just killing people. The chemicals they put in it. And our tainted meat supply, you thought the hamburger meat was bad? They clone chickens. Don't ever eat Tyson chicken. Tyson chicken is made from cloned chickens. That's why they sell it so cheap. People think they're getting a bargain at the grocery stores buying Tyson chicken products. Ugh. That's why, because they're not real chickens. It's cloned meat. Half of them don't even look right. Don't eat Tyson chicken. We need people to stand up and be activists and picket these companies that are feeding us garbage. Monsanto, Cargill. McDonald's, they just don't get it. We don't want their salads. You don't go to McDonald's for a salad. You go to McDonald's for a Big Mac, a cheeseburger. And they keep giving us this Franken food that's half human, half ground, whatever. Nobody wants their Franken meat anymore. Now that they're waking up, they didn't want it to begin with. People are waking up to be it's being processed in the meat. They don't want it. But instead of, okay, we'll stop grinding up human flesh and putting it in our hamburger meat and selling it to you, we'll use real cows. They think it's salads. Must be the salads. We need more salads on the menu. We're losing customers. You cannot work for narcissist people. And aliens make terrible bosses because they just don't think right. I like how the reptilians and the aliens always beat humans down and say how we're dumb and they're superior to us. They're so stupid. They couldn't find the ways out of wet paper bags without a human's help. We're far more superior and intelligent than an alien is. They may have powers we don't have because they can operate in dimensions we can't. But we can't operate in their dimension, and guess what? They can't operate in ours without our help either. And when they come in our dimension and take over human bodies and try to function as humans, they're just so stupid. They don't have basic common sense. They don't think like us. And so they make terrible bosses. And this is a huge, huge trait of narcissism. You do not want to work for a narcissist boss. And you can tell. Companies that have narcissist management, because the employment figures are off the roof. People are in and out of the door constantly. They don't stay there very long. You know, employees may work there a month or 2 months and they quit. You don't have any longevity with the employees staying. That's not because the employees are bad, because this is what they think. We're just hiring the wrong people. It's the management. They can't relate to humans. They make them very difficult to work for. And that's why people quit their jobs. It's not the employees. It's the things that are managing them. Get rid of the managements. Hire real humans to manage humans. You'd get a lot better results. But they don't get it. They have no common sense. That's why there's such a huge breakdown in our society. You know, the last days, the Bible said it would be iron mixed with miry clay. And that's what it is. Iron, alien, fallen angel, DNA, mixed with miry clay, which is humans. Daniel 2:43. That's been the basis of my entire ministry since I started 14 years ago. I don't know if I started a ministry or I started a war. But one became the other. They're both one and the same. Tearing down the strongholds of Lucifer. The New World Order, the Alien Order. You know, this month they're supposed to be focusing on dollar, crashing the dollar. That's supposed to be the focus of February, is the dollar crash, the economic crash. I think they were targeting the 19th. And so if they do, kind of stay on this timeline we're on, things could get interesting for the spring and the summer. I keep my eyes on Shima in the east. It's turning into quite the little red ball. It's not going to crash into the lake or the ocean until after a great earthquake, and so earthquake first, and then the next event will be Shema Crashing. Shema is the lamp of Revelation 8, and I see it in the codes all the time. And I see an earthquake coming up, which would be the earthquake of Revelation chapter 6, the sixth seal. That could be as early as March. So if we have the sixth seal earthquake in March, Shema would crash in May. We would stay on that timeline. Also, you have the arrival of the Ashtar Command, this whole New Age cosmic being ascension garbage they've been warning about in all their movies about the contract, aliens coming to Earth to help mankind. What's the garbage? And even in the movies, they always end bad. Did you notice that? They start off with the people being, all deceived, you know, and then they turn into big cheerleaders, and then it doesn't take long before things start to turn really bad, and the people realize those things aren't there to help. They're there to destroy. They depict it in the shows, in the movies. Why can't people see this is exactly how it's going to play out in real life when it happens? And you get all these New Agers talking about how we have galactic friends. And you can't tell them any different. You really can't, because it's like encoded in their DNA to worship this false New Age garbage and these false beings. It's not going to end well. It never does in the movies, because they know the truth. And they're trying to warn mankind. It's not going to end well. I've been saying that forever. The Bible has been saying that forever. But when you start talking about economic crashes and global resets and that kind of thing, you know, you got to talk about these beings in the same breath, because it's their pawn, their economic guy, Saint Germain, who's been leading all this in the background. You know, he works with the world rulers, the UN, and all these G20 and G8 and all this G-crap nations. He's the one pulling the strings for a global economy. There's 11 of them. I know I always talk about Sananda and Maitreya, but there's 11 of these beings that call themselves Ascended Masters that are involved in coming. And Eve is coming as she's going to be playing Mary, Jesus' mother, because Jesus is coming, you know. He's with them, you know. They call him Sananda. Asu Emmanuel Sananda. Or Jesus. The Christians will look at him and call him Jesus of the Bible. The New Agers call him Sananda. And Eve will come playing Mary, his mother. And then people say, how can Eve come playing Mary? Well, because Mary's in heaven. Mary passed on. Mary died. She passed on. People don't understand that Eve turned her back on not just Adam, but on Father back in the day. You know, she screwed up with Lucifer in the beginning. The whole apple fruit, the whole garden scene, the apple. It wasn't literal apple, folks. They just threw that in. Allegory. She had sexual relations with Lucifer. Cain was their child. Then she had Abel with Adam. But Cain was her and Lucifer's son. And then she ended up down the road leaving Adam for good and went to Lucifer. And how they put her, I don't know how they did it. They put her in some kind of coma or something. I don't know what they do, how they do it. She appeared with Lilith in the Old Testament, stood before King Solomon. I don't know what name they used for Lilith. She's often been called the Screeching Owl. referred to the screeching owl. It talks about her and a handmaiden of hers approaching King Solomon. That was her and Eve. That was Lilith and Eve. So she's made her appearances throughout history. I don't know what she does now. But I was asking Father about Lilith. Why wouldn't it be Lilith returning? And it's because she can't operate in this dimension at all. She's always the one the New World Order depicts with all the snakes. That's Lilith. You know, she's the snake woman in the Vegas horror. She always looks like a Vegas horror. Probably insulting the Vegas horrors, but that's as good as she gets. There's nothing good about her. She's one of the most wickedest beings. And the way she was created, when she was created, she never fell when Adam and Eve fell. She wasn't under that judgment. She was under her own separate judgment for leaving Adam and refusing to go back to him. And she went off and started having all these demon offspring and Satan's offspring. And that's who this 11 are that's coming, playing Ascended Masters. They're kids between those two. But she can't operate in this dimension at all because she's a different created being. She flies around. You'll see a trawler up in the sky. It looks like one of those Galaga vehicles. It's really big. You only see how massive it is when she flies real low. Typically she's real high up and going really fast, so you can't really, you know it's her, but you can't get a good picture or anything of it. Unless she had some equipment. but she's a different type of being, and she can't operate on this earth at all. So I know she will work through people. Another reason they like making these clones, because they can step into them and work through them. You know, like Lucifer, he used to step into Hitler and speak through Hitler. And he does that with Obama. He steps into Obama and speaks through Obama. And Lilith will do that too. But she's such a nasty demoness. But she operates in the invisible realm, the supernatural realm, some people call it the temporal realm. Responsible for causing SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Responsible for arousing and attacking men at night. She'll do it to women too. She don't care. She's just a... But she can't operate in this realm like if they brought Eve back. So they're going to do that. Posing as Mary, Jesus' mother. Because if you notice Catholic religion, they always have Mary and Jesus is always the baby. He's always depicted as a baby. So get over it. He grew up. He is a man. He is not a baby. And Mary doesn't want worshipped, and they all worship Mary. And they'll tell you they don't worship idols, and they don't worship anybody but God, but then they have Mary and all these saints, and they want you to worship them and pray to them. What is that? That's worship. Wake up, people. And the real ones don't want you praying to them. They don't want you acknowledging them as a savior or a God. The real ones want you to pray to the Father, as we're instructed to do. Get away from Catholicism as far as you can run. It's nothing but Satanism. They've got satanic altars to Satan in the basement of the Vatican. They rape and kill children constantly. It's the most evil place on the planet. And Central and South America are just drowning in Catholicism. It's nauseating. Nauseating. So the clock's ticking. the clock's ticking and how much time we have for the market crash to the Sixth Field earthquake. That's really just the next things to watch for event-wise is the Sixth Field earthquake. That's really the biggest telltale sign of where we are in prophecy. If you're watching the last days, if you're a student of Bible prophecy, the Broncos, I think that's depicting the last two horsemen to arrive, who arrived together, the pale and the black horses, which is Sananda and Maitreya, famine and death and pestilence. The black horse and the pale horse. Interesting, people like hearing about Super Bowl stuff. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it this year just because it wasn't a surprise. Everybody knew Peyton Manning was going to be rewarded the Super Bowl. He's been a good Illuminati Satanist. He was rewarded. And you know what's funny is they all seem to be trying to push him out the door to retire, and he, like, totally refuses. So that's kind of funny because he's so stubborn. He doesn't want to retire. He wants to keep playing. And they all want him to retire. They're practically forcing him to retire. But you get rewarded for sacrificing babies and killing them, you know. It's how they rewarded Tom Brady, gave him a Super Bowl win. So everybody knew Peyton was going to get it because Denver is every bit of the satanic organization that Kraft is in New England, heavily involved with the Illuminati and Satanism. And you don't stay there as a quarterback for very long unless you're one of them, unless you join. If you don't want to take the oath and join, they get rid of you as a quarterback. You can't be quarterback of the Broncos. Look how long Tebow lasted. And they'll blast your tail and still say, oh, he couldn't play ball. He wasn't a good quarterback. Oh, he just got him to the playoffs. He did what most other teams can't, and that's get team to the playoffs, but they kick him because they say he's no good. What they mean is he wouldn't join. He wouldn't join the Illuminati. He wouldn't take their oath and join. So they find someone who will. That's Peyton Manning. And he looks like the Walking Dead. There's absolutely no light in him. He looks like dead carcass. His cheeks are hollow. He has this huge forehead. Someone was saying that he actually injects steroids in his forehead. That's why he has such a huge forehead. So I guess that's a practice among athletes to inject it in their foreheads. I never heard of it. I can't say it's not. To me, it sounds crazy. Maybe there's some kind of way that they can't detect it if it's injected in their foreheads, because, you know, they test for that stuff. That's just crazy. But he looks like a walking carcass, because when you keep committing sins, right? I talked about it in the show last week, you snuff all the light out of you that the Father you're created with, the darkness will consume you. And you just become the walking dead. You're a dead carcass. And that's basically what Peyton Manning is. That's what Tom Brady's going to be. All of them following those footsteps. You know, it's not about sports anymore. It's not about enjoying football and being entertained. It's, you know, it's bad enough when the mafia took it over and it became a gambling operation. Now it's who worships Lucifer and who doesn't, and who gets rewarded for it and who doesn't. It's really just sickening. It's really just time to end it all when it gets like that. You know, that or have the Satan League versus the non-Satan League. Of teams that don't want anything to do with it, because not all the players do. That's what they should do. Divide them up in teams with these Satan MK Ultra programmed athletes are all over the place now. They're in every sport. You look at them like Cam Newton, and they look like they're programmed, look like they're under hypnosis. He's always got that dull look in his eyes, like he's totally programmed, totally under hypnosis. A lot of them do, and they got that black stare, those black soulless eyes. The eyes are the mirror to the soul. There's no light. It's nothing but pure darkness. And when you're looking at pure darkness, it's evil. So you get that cold, evil reptilian stare. Darkness is evil. Darkness is the absence of light. No light, no. Anyway, folks, I'd like to map out some kind of a plan of exposing more, making more noise about the MyLabs and their transportation system, because if we can make noise, first of all, and get people aware, that we can make noise about the transportation systems, what they're using, the places they're using, we need specifics to make noise about. They use the Air Force and military groups to bring in these kids, so maybe picketing Nellis Air Force Base. That's one of the huge ones that's used for child trafficking, is Nellis. Picketing Cargill meat supplies for processing human meat into their meat supplies. Finding these other places in Indianapolis, in Chicago, in Houston, in Dallas, in L.A., and making noise and making it known that this is a location they're bringing children and they're killing them, raping them here. Maybe getting video of military and senators and CEOs going in and out of these places. When do you step up exposing all this? I don't know how to do it with so little help and my hands so tied. That's how I need people to stand up with some money so we can get a studio and start doing something. People loved Jesse Ventura when he came out because they act like he was a good guy, could expose bad things. He was just a bad guy allowed to expose bad things because he's part of the Disclosure Project for them. What are they scared of? Why don't they let me go out there and expose their stuff? Why don't they stop suppressing me and beating me down and blackballing me off TV and radio so our voice can be heard? They only want to stand up for their own people. And you know what? If you have the Spirit of God in you, you can look at their people and chew them up and spit them out. Because they're serpents. They're Satan worshipers. A true child of God, can recognize another one. Anyway, folks, we'll be back next week. You can donate to this ministry by Sherry Schreiner, P.O. Box 531, Carrollton, Ohio, 44615. Let's get something going, folks. Till next week, everybody. God bless.